Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football, we mentioned yesterday briefly, of course, we were focused heavily on the Chiefs a day after a game, but Missouri got a massive win against South Carolina to firmly put them on a path, at least, to getting a CFP berth. Kansas, of course, took care of business against West Virginia. I want to start with Missouri, though, because we all acknowledged last week that, all right, you go out and you beat South Carolina, we can start having a real conversation. What would it look like? What's the path? What's needed to get a college football playoff berth? Nobody, you don't have to win the SEC. Although if you were wondering, they're 22, they're 22-1 to do that. Missouri's 3-1 right now on FanDuel to make the college football playoff. That's it's a real opportunity here. And they still have a couple more home games before they go out on the road. Can they go 3-1? I don't know if you guys agree. Can they go 3-1 in the stretch of games coming up, or at least against some of these
UMass
opponents?
That should be a yes. win. Then they have Alabama and Auburn and Vanderbilt.
Yeah. There you go.
If they go 3-1, then they're...
If they go 3-1, then they're in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
No, it is that simple. It is that, look, they're going to handle UMass this weekend, okay? We don't have to worry about that.
So can they go 2-1 against Alabama, Auburn, and Vanderbilt? That's what you're asking?
No, I think it's 3-1. So three to me, it's
A&M.
3-1, including Alabama, Auburn, Vandy, A&M.
If they go 3-1, then they're in. If they go 3-1 in that stretch, then
it doesn't mean there's no.
Then they can lose to Oklahoma, and it doesn't hurt them.
Yes. It doesn't mean there's zero path if they, you know, if they were to not go 3-1. But if you're saying how to like feel pretty good, and there's not much of a question out there and much of a debate, you go 3-1. I don't think we're really having much of a question about their path.
The way that because there's a firm line in the sand of 9-3 does not get you in if you don't win your conference title game, because last year South Carolina and Ole Miss barely missed out. They were 9-3. So I think if you go 10-2 and you're in the SEC, you are in.
The only thing that helps you in the 9-3 camp this year is Clemson's awful and Notre Dame got off to a rough start, which means some of those teams that might normally take some of those extra SEC spots, Drew might not.
Well, the problem though is let's say Clemson wins out and they're 9-3 and they play Miami in the ACC.
Clemson has no
game.
Business. Now,
hang on.
Out.
If they go 9-3, if they went out and they go 9-3 and then they beat Miami, who's, let's say, undefeated, but then they lose in the conference title game, Miami steals one of those spots that Missouri would have. So if you're a 10-2 Missouri that doesn't make it to the conference title game, then you want it to basically be chalk. You want it to be chalk.
Right.
In the conference titles, otherwise we talk about berths being stolen and all the other stuff for at-large.
Can you imagine the conversation somehow if Missouri was 9-3, okay? And then Notre Dame, the scenario that you brought up happens, Cody.
10-2.
Yeah, they went out.
And they win. They're 10-2. That's the debate all of a sudden.
Yes.
The irony, though, in that would be, didn't the SEC this past offseason spend all like, oh, we got to weigh strength of schedule way more and all this, and it's going to come back to bite them in the ass if that scenario happened, because it'll actually benefit Notre Dame in that scenario, not an SEC school, even though Missouri's schedule is tougher than people give it credit
for. I think what would happen in that argument if Notre Dame actually made it in was if A&M is in the SEC title game and Miami wins the ACC, even though Notre Dame would have lost those two games, it would be really hard to not include them, because the two losses were by a combined four points to two teams that are inside.
I know. But it's always the same
way
thing.
It's the way that college sports go, though, because there's no guarantee. There's no lock form. This is who's in. Sure. This is who's out. This is how you get in. This is how you don't, sort of thing. It's just the way that college sports kind of go. And is it unfair sometimes? Honor, it's been unfair for the entirety of their existence, essentially. There seems to share national titles in college football still.
I genuinely think, and this will help Missouri, too. I think Kansas one's going to look better and better. Kansas.
True. Missouri should want Kansas to keep winning.
Kansas is not just winning. Kansas has absolutely taken it to everybody on their schedule besides Missouri. Missouri, a top 15 talented team, they went toe-to-toe with for three full quarters. On the road, toe-to-toe with. So, they put up their own fight. I fully expect Kansas to kick Cincinnati and UCF's ass.
They should win those games.
The big one is obviously late in the year Iowa State, and then coming up in the middle of October, right? Texas Tech. But no, Cincinnati, UCF, those should be games you absolutely win if you're Kansas. And then a huge test on the road against Tech, who, they paid for that roster, really they're getting their bang for their buck right now, it looks like. And then obviously the Sunflower Showdown. We've already said it. I mean, there's no excuse. This year you have to beat Kansas State.
Rivalry games are weird, but yes, you have to win that. If you're Kansas, you should win that football
game. They haven't beaten K-State.
I know.
I know.
Since Reagan.
Have to win this season.
It's been a very long time.
You're good. Yep. You're at home. They're on the road.
Rivalry games are weird.
If you can't win this one,
I know.
They're just going to hold it over your head for the rest of time.
Got to win it this year.
It's just we talk about this all the time. This is your opportunity. For the Chargers, this is your opportunity to win the AFC West. Don't let it slip through your fingers. You're 3-0. They're 1-2. They got the Ravens. You got the Giants. You better get, for Kansas, it's you got to get Kansas State this year. I thought Missouri was going to be very good. I've been blown away by how good Hardy is.
Well, Hardy, and then they've gotten much better quarterback play than any of us. It was a question mark.
Bo Perviola's been really, really good.
Yeah, the transfer Hardy's been awesome. I mean, flat out awesome. But I think the biggest thing is they're getting better quarterback play than a lot of us thought they were going
to
get.
For them to lose, because I know Kevin Coleman Jr. has done great as well, but for them to lose Luther Burden and Theo Weiss and to not miss a beat and even be better, it goes to show you how much better Bo Perviola, how good he actually is, I think.
That's the story on both locals, man. Jalen Daniels has been great, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.